In the year 2100, how high will the sea level have risen?
1.6 to 4.6 feet.
Okay. So that's it.
Yup. According to the National Research Council.
I respectfully disagree. U.S. Army Corps of Engineers says 0.65 to 4.9 feet.
Okay. Anybody else?
0.7 to 6.6 feet.
Okay. Down, computer voices. Let's start from square one here.
Sea level rise consists of two components.
David Enfield is a climatologist with the University of Miami and NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. That first component
is the heating of the ocean.
As the climate warms, the oceans warm, the water expands, and sea level rises. The existing models do a relatively good job projecting that effect.
And the other is the disappearance of landlocked ice.
Again, as the climate warms, landlocked ice sheets start to melt. Water goes into the ocean, sea level rises. Scientists are watching two gigantic ice sheets in particular.
Greenland and Antarctica.
This is where projections start to diverge wildly. Based on what Enfield's seen, for example, he says sea level rise in 2100 will be at least 2 feet, possibly three. But if ice sheets wind up melting faster than we've been seeing already,
we could be seeing 6 feet by the end of the century.
A 6-foot sea level rise puts the majority of Miami-Dade County below sea level. But that's Enfield's very unlikely scenario. Harold Wanless, on the other hand?
6 to 20 feet, somewhere in there.
6 to 20 feet. That's like Waterworld for South Florida. Wanless is a geologist at the University of Miami, and he says if you look at the past, sea level rise happened in rapid, catastrophic leaps.
They're barrier islands, just like the ones today, left on the seafloor, just left there.
Wanless says past sea level rise shot up because somewhere an ice sheet collapsed suddenly, and he thinks we're starting to see that again. At this point, though, ice sheet melt effect isn't really built into the climate change models. It's more or less tacked on using expert judgment. That's part of why you get expert projections that span anywhere from
2 feet
to 20 feet.
They're personal takes on the science. But some of the highest profile projections don't come from a single voice.
We more or less agree. 0.8 to 3.2 feet.
That's the latest projection from the United Nations Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, the IPCC. 0.8 to 3.2 feet.
The role of the IPCC is to do an assessment of the state of the literature, not to actually produce new science.
Ronald Stauffer works at NOAA's Geophysical Fluid Dynamics Lab in Princeton, New Jersey.
I study past, present, and future climates.
Stauffer co-authored four of the IPCC's five reports. The panel's made up of hundreds of experts from dozens of countries that discuss what models to use, what papers to believe, and how to make sense of it all. The IPCC catches flack from both ends of the spectrum. Many say their numbers are too conservative. Others have said they overstate the problem. Stauffer says,
it's the nature of the game, right? When you're making a consensus, you're trying to hit that middle.
Many of the projections you'll see emerge from groups of experts like the IPCC. And even those groups don't necessarily agree. For example, here's the projection from NOAA's National Climate Assessment.
8 inches to 6.6 feet.
The projection from the International Scientific Congress on Climate Change.
1.6 to 4.9 feet.
And the projection from the Miami-Dade Climate Change Advisory Task Force.
3 to 5 feet.
And so back to our question. What will sea level rise be in 2100? Simple answer. Somewhere between
1.6 to 4.9 feet.
I'm Kenny Malone.
In Miami.